שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10.
Hi, we are reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, chapter 1, part 1, an inner observation, הסתכלות פנימית, part 4, letter 18, item 18. You can also find the study material links in our Arvut system on our site. You can also ask questions through Send the Questions. Relevant questions to the topic at hand will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, so we are continuing as usual with everything that happened to us during the times of the Congress and afterwards. Maybe it's a new level, a new platform, but we need to continue. And we are continuing with the same study materials. This is how Rabash would also start following all of the events that happened yesterday. Today we continue. It's not that it is as usual. Of course, it's new conditions in each one of us inside and between us, and the material itself is new. But we continue. That is, the framework remains the same framework. And therefore, item 18, that is, the whole of reality is incorporated in Ein Sof, and it is extended existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new, and it is extended existence from absence. Duty, please.
Item 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator had innovated with this creation, which our sages said he elicited existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. And this is the meaning of maker of light and creator of darkness. Maimonides, Rambam, interpreted the word creator as indicating a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light, since there is no innovation in it by way of existence from absence. This is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world, extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in him. Hence, there is no innovation in them. This is why it is written, the maker of light, indicating that there is no innovations or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and creator of darkness. This is because he invented them, literally, existence from absence. In other words, it does not exist in his reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy, included in his lights, which expand from him. Initially, it is only darker than the upper light, and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, the shells, the sita acha, the other side, and the wicked cascade and emerge because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death. Her legs indicate the end of something. He says that in the end, death cascades from the legs of Malchut. The desire to enjoy that exists in the expansion of his light to the Sitra Achla and to those that feed off her and follow her.
Shilot?
Any questions? If there are none, then we will continue. They will come later. Item 19.
Title, because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, infinity, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Item 19. We can ask, since this disparity form of the will to receive must be in the created beings, for how else would they extend from him and shift from being creator to being created beings? This is only possible by the above-mentioned disparity of form. Furthermore, this form of the will to enjoy is the primary essence of creation, the axis of the thought of creation. It is also the measure of the delight and pleasure, as we have said above, for which it is called a place. Thus, how can we say about it that it is called darkness and extends to the discernment of death, since it creates separation and interruption from the life of lives in the receiving lower ones? We should also understand what is this great anxiety that comes to the receivers because of the disparity of form from his self, and why the great wrath about it. To explain this subtle matter, if sufficiently, we must first clarify the origin of all the pleasures and sufferings felt in our world. Know this, it is known that the nature of every branch is equal to its root. Therefore, the branch desires, loves, and covets every conduct in the root, and does not tolerate and hates any conduct that is not in the root. This is an unbreakable law that applies to every branch and its root, because he is the root of all his creations, and everything in him that extends from him directly is pleasurable and pleasant to us. For our nature is close to our root. Also, everything that is not in him and does not extend to us directly from him, but is rather opposite to creation itself, will be against our nature and will be hard for us to tolerate. For example, we love rest and vehemently hate movement to the point that we do not make even a single movement if not to find rest. This is because our root is motionless and restful. There is no movement in him whatsoever. For this reason, it is against our nature and hated by us. Similarly, we love wisdom, power, wealth, and all the virtues because they are contained in him who is our root. We hate their opposites, such as folly, weakness, poverty, ignominy, and so on, since they are not at all in our root, making them despicable, loathsome, and intolerable to us. We should still examine, how can there be any extension that does not come directly from him, but from the opposite of creation itself? It is like a wealthy man who called on a poor fellow, fed him, and gave him drinks, and granted him silver and gold every single day, and each day more than the day before. Note that this man simultaneously tastes two distinct flavors in the great gifts of the rich man. On one hand, he tastes immeasurable pleasure due to the abundance of his gifts. On the other hand, it is hard for him to tolerate the abundant benefits, and he is ashamed when receiving it. This matter causes him intolerance due to the abundant gifts showered on him every time. It is certain that his pleasure from the gifts extends to him directly from the wealthy benefactor. But the impatience that he felt in the presence did not come from the wealthy benefactor, but from the very essence of the receiver. The shame awakened in him because of the reception and the free gift. The truth is that this too comes to him from the rich man, of course, but indirectly.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот этот вот закон, который здесь описывает Бальсулам, что все то, что есть в корне, должно быть приятно ветви.
What Bala-Sulam describes here, that everything in the root is as close to the branch. But we know that giving is not always pleasant to the branch like he describes.
Well, we will talk about that soon. Yes, very nice. Don't forget about that. We will talk about it. Others, Tel Aviv 4. Go ahead and ask more.
What's the meaning of existence from absence? There's nothing without a cause, right?
It is extended from the Creator. The cause is the Creator. He causes all the phenomena. Everything is extended from Him. The straight things and the opposite things, you have no other source. But with respect to the person who receives, there is a difference. If he receives it directly, meaning a cone into equivalence of form, or in the opposite form, opposite manner, when he doesn't have equivalence of form with the giver, but nevertheless it comes to him in the opposite manner. So this is what he says, that this shame that he gets from receiving from the wealthy man, the wealthy man doesn't send him that feeling deliberately, but this feeling nevertheless accompanies the action itself. This is called indirectly. And whether we want to or not, the Creator made it so that we will feel it. And we will feel shame so much so that we will work only due to the shame. Later on, the shame will become honor. And actually, the feeling that accompanies giving or receiving, this feeling of shame or honor, is what pushes us to corrections.
Can you say that the sensation of shame is seemingly not in the Creator? So he created something that's not in him, existence from absence?
There are many things into it. I don't want to cut it so easily in a way that it comes from the Creator or it doesn't come from the Creator. This is what he writes, but we need to wrap it also in such a way that we will understand the origin of this whole thing. Soon, in a few more words, and you will see it. PT
17.
Rav, why in the sensation of shame and not debt that I'm obligated?
The feeling of shame is not a feeling of debt. It's a feeling that I am not equal. You can feel it as debt, but it is inequality between the giver and the receiver. This gap in the states, in the degrees, in the stature, this is what invites for us the feeling of shame. And it stems from the will to receive, from our ego, that can't tolerate lowness.
H10.
Yes, thank you, Rav. We read now that our root is to be not in motion, right? There's no motion in the Creator, and so it's against our nature and hated by us. This is something that's also correct after we reach spirituality, after a Kabbalist reaches attainment.
All of these things remain also in spirituality, however, they take on a new characteristic.
That was precisely my question, like how does that change?
Sir, you need to reach that and then feel it. I have nothing to say here. We don't speak about spiritual sensations because we don't have the ability to make them up from within.
Yeah, that's clear. Not the sensation, but does the attitude change?
The attitude, the relation between what and what?
Like now I hate motion because of my root, but a Kabbalist has a different attitude towards motion.
The Kabbalist doesn't take into account motion or rest. He takes into account the giver, the one that he is connected with. That everything in him is done according to the feeling of the giver, or more correctly, the feeling of the greatness of the giver. This is what he wants to determine all of his actions. The greatness of the Creator. That's the most important.
Brazil too.
Yes, Hav. Hi, Rokli. Hav, how can we... The best way for us to prevent an environment where we can all go through these states safely, together, and very fast, if possible.
As much as we yearn for connection between us, it is considered that we are yearning to go through these differences, this gap, this minefield on the way, the Red Sea. It doesn't matter in which form it occurs before us, and that this is how we feel it. But all of these things, we go through them only by overcoming the lack of connection. There is no more. You can throw away entirely all of these examples. You can also bring in the examples from the desert and the mountains and the Red Sea and other obstacles along the way. These are all forces that obstruct our connection. And we have to overcome them. And this is how we attain all kinds of achievements and degrees. And also, we don't have to call them by different names that appear in the Torah, but rather according to the degrees. We nevertheless need to mark them, to denote them with some numbers or something. And this is why the wisdom of Kabbalah explains this to us according to our nature, the degrees of Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, root 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, the degrees of coarseness, the degrees of the screen, and so on.
Okay.
Thank
you,
try to depict it in a way that is more concrete. That this is about numbers, the degrees in our will to receive, in overcoming the will to receive, with the screen and reflected light, and according to that, the revelation of the Creator.
Carmiel.
Microphone.
Oh, they have some problem?
No.
Thank you, Rav.
it's written here that the pleasure one has from the gifts, which continues to him from the giver, and because of impatience, it's not continued to him from the Creator. Isn't it the opposite, that the reception of the pleasure needs to come from the Creator? There is like some oppositeness here?
No. You should think, how can it be that something is not extended from the Creator? It is extended either directly or indirectly. However, everything comes from the Creator. We are only the receivers. And so then we speak only about how do we receive? How do I detect whom I'm receiving from, in which way I'm receiving, under which conditions, what is it that I'm receiving? But we are always the receivers. So you seemingly want to search for some other place besides the Creator from where we get something, from nowhere. Only from him.
Rehovot.
Tov bore. Hey, boker tov more.
Morning, teacher. Congress clarify just how important the renewal is. And here it's talking about the principle of renewal. How to do it in the 10?
Only by overcoming to a new connection. Another connection, another connection, another connection. Out of that, we will have new discernments. Usually following a congress, there is some sort of a decline because we can't constantly be in such a tension. There is day and night, and this is why we sometimes have, or some of the friends are in a state of lack of forces, a lack of spirit. There is no concentration the way it was in the Congress where everyone was drawn to it, and so there was this atmosphere that helps everyone. And after that, there is a certain letdown. That is true. We also need to know how we advance through such actions. It's like with a wheel that we say that there is a turn forward, but a part of the wheel seemingly goes back. And this is how we all in all turn. So as it says, you have yours is the day and yours is also the night. That the night also joins the day into a single fortnight. And the darkness is an inseparable state from the light. It is a part of the corrections. And actually the corrections start from the darkness, from the evening, from the night. And only after the night passes, we absorb all of the deficiencies, the problems, the darkness that is in the night where we cannot understand, we cannot feel. Then begins a desire to discover everything, to arrange everything, and in this we already invite a reforming light, and then the day begins. This is how we should also understand all of our times. But because we exist in a great society, and indeed in the Congress we saw what a great power there is to our entire connection, the men and the women together, truly we're all in a good desire to advance. So we actually do reach a state where both the night and the day and all the times that we go through, they're all registered towards our advancement forward. And in the same opportunity, I would like to say that I received all kinds of appeals. How come I do not appear, and I do not answer, and I do not participate? So realize that this is for your own good, because I can already see how much you are capable of being in that on your own. And therefore, I'm not allowed to get into it, but rather to the extent that you are capable of managing everything, that you are capable of advancing on your own, then there is no room for me there anymore. And I have to stand on the side until, while I'm still with you, a day will come and I will no longer be physically with you. So you should know and advance on your own without any problem. This is actually the nature of creation.
Kiev too.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой кли. Отдавать возможно при получении. Вопрос.
Как Раф, world кли.
То, что дает Творец.
To bestow we can only by reception. So how to receive correctly from the Creator in every state that He gives.
First of all, that from Him only good emerges. And I receive these things in a way that it is according to my qualities. If I am in identification in equivalence of form, I also receive it as good. To the extent that it is closer or farther away than how it comes from the Creator. But if I'm in lack of equivalence of form, being in, even in oppositeness of form, then I feel in that the opposite. It is bad. And all in all, everything depends on my on the identification of my desires with the desires of the Creator. And this is where the whole thing is. And the Creator is a system that brings, that makes me feel things that are in favor or against according to the degree of my development, according to my ability to overcome, according to states that I have to go through. It all comes from above. And therefore, I should always realize that whatever comes to me, it's good. That comes to me in order to educate me and bring me closer to the Creator. That's to begin with, always. That it is all mercy. However, what I feel, it could be the opposite. And this only testifies to how much I need to correct myself. That my entire correction is until I feel good in the Creator's world, in each and every state.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. Rav, what is there in the world to receive that can also feel unpleasant things from the Creator?
From the Creator, we don't feel unpleasant things.
But the fact is, we do feel unpleasant things. How can that be?
It can be because you feel that you're receiving them from the Creator, maybe, and you're full of complaints, and in that, you need to change your vessels of reception, and then you will receive what you get from the Creator, what you deserve, and now you're getting the opposite. It's an inversion.
I get that. Just, what is this addition that He created us in the world to receive that can even feel unpleasant things?
The will to receive without equivalence of form feels bad things from the Creator.
And a question. So what does it mean that the innovation in creation is on the form of the desire to enjoy? He writes this in the beginning of the item.
Yes, yes, I understand that. So what is unclear here? The entire innovation in creation is the form of the will to enjoy. So that the will to enjoy can take on all kinds of different forms. A will to receive, a will to bestow with all kinds of intentions in order to receive, in order to bestow, and we have to arrange these things such that we will always be with our face toward the Creator.